Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You ask the expert here in Lunchtime Live today. Pat Kevill from theplantstore.ie is with me in studio to answer your questions. Pat, how's things?
Things are good, Andrea.
Yeah, it's great to see you. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number if you have a question or a voice note for Pat this afternoon. Is now the time to get the indoor plants out on display, or should we already have done that, Pat?
No, it's a perfect time. It's the summer months and like the outdoors plants are bursting out of the ground. And indoors is something very similar. And why is it a good time, really, for indoor plants, the summer months? And the reason is because there's longer daylight and there's warmer temperature. So it's the peak growing season. Like, we've been here before and we've talked about how do you look after them in the winter and the springtime. So this is the time to get them out and have them looking good. So what are the things to do, right?
Right.
So it's important. So if you have a routine like your plant check, you want to increase that to make sure you're giving them enough water. You want to watch out for some window scorching, because you have your bright windows now in these modern homes.
I'm very guilty of this now. I have them all sitting in the windowsill, you see, so they're probably been burnt death. Yeah,
yes.
And underfed and underwatered and everything else.
Yes, a bit of neglect, which they like.
The look of panic in your face, Pat, as I'm telling you that.
A bit of neglect is always good, but maybe too much, of course, is not.
So,
so that window scorching is something to look out for. And then you got to boost the humidity, Andrea, like, say, around the plant. And then also you have to feed them while they're hungry. So this is their growing time of the year. So feed them. And that's a liquid feed once a month, June, July and August. And then lessen it off.
That's all, just once a month in the summer?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For indoor plants, it's sufficient. You don't want to overdo it.
I think I'm overdoing it then.
Well, you could be.
I'm probably doing it about once a week. I thought that wasn't enough.
No, for sure. You could water them once a week, but that's too much fertilizer in the water, because they get a lot of, they photosynthesize very quickly and easily, tropical plants. So they get a lot of their sugars from the sun. So they don't need as much feeding as you would.
Good to know. Listener questions for you, Pat, today. I've heard house plants are great for taking moisture from the air. What's the best ones you'd recommend for a bathroom?
For a bathroom. So moisture. Loads of humidity, so great for some certain plant categories. Like your peace lily would love that, you know. Usually a bit shadier, you know, and there's loads of humidity in it. So that's the one with all the foliage with that lovely kind of white flower on it. Ferns, of course, Andrea, like, so ferns are ideal for
the bathrooms.
Yeah, and any of those ferns, the Boston fern, the blue fern, and then bromeliads. So if you wanted to be a little adventurous, they're those little urn plants. So they have foliage at the base of them. They have a little cup or a vase of water, and then there's a spike coming out with a beautiful flower on it. So they're very good.
They're perfect for the bathroom,
Okay. And a bit of colour.
Listener says they've two cats and a dog and they'd love to get some house plants. Is there anything they should avoid or anything dangerous for the pets?
So Diefenbachia is one of the plants. It's called the dumb cane, and that's not a great plant for cats, because if they're interested in chewing and exploring, and they do that, it doesn't do them any long term harm, but it just kind of has a little antiseptic, and it may swell up their throat a little. So that's Diefenbachia.
Aren't the lily flowers the other thing as well? Well, I was told over the years.
I think it's the stamens off the lilies. Yeah. And they're not great for them, but you can pick out the stamens off the lily. And it has an advantage there as well, because it doesn't have the smell, so the carpel in the centre has the smell. And also you wouldn't get that coloration on your clothes if you move them around.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question about your indoor plants for Pat Kevill today. This listener, Pat, wants to hang a few plants either side of their French doors. They're looking for the best ones that work to hang from a ceiling.
Nice French doors, so you have a nice little bit of light and some classical look. And then hanging plants. So the difficulty with hanging plants is, how do you get up to water them sometimes? So I'd recommend here maybe hanging cactus, like the zigzag cactus, or you have a Rhipsalis. So they're cactus plants and they don't require as much water as other trailing plants. And they have a nice long, they have a kind of an architectural leaf to them. So they'll be quite aesthetically, you know, they look
the part.
Yeah, so
they work well. And even been close to French doors and the scorching that you talked about.
But see, this is where they have a hardier skin. So they're able to put up with a little bit more sunlight and a cold breeze than, you know, in the autumn and winter months.
Okay. This listener is looking for advice around the most resilient house plants to buy. They don't have a good track record. They're a bit like myself, but they say they do love them.
You're coming along though, Andrea.
Well, I know, to be honest, I'm trying.
Yeah. So let's go back to the old Victorians for this one, and we'll just say the cast iron plant. So the Victorians brought over this plant on their travels, and it could grow in low light and low temperatures. So it's an Aspidistra, and it's a fabulous, tall, it has a long grass-like leaf on it, and it's really dark green, and that is cast iron, they called it, and there's a reason why it's just really hard.
I have one of these myself in the kitchen. They sort of fend for themselves, don't they?
They fend for themselves. Not your weekly watering or your...
Despite my best efforts to kill it off. Listener says, I have a very dark kitchen. I'd love to add some plants to make it look a little less clinical. What plants thrive in a dark environment? We've just have one small little window. I was thinking I could possibly hang them, or they might take up too much place on the worktop. So what would you recommend for a dark spot?
Yeah, so any of those philodendrons, they're trailing plants, and they're really ideal for kitchens because you can put them on shelves and they trail a little. Like, you could have put them beside the door, the French door, but as you said, the draft wouldn't be great for it. So in a kitchen with low light, your philodendrons,
and they're the ones that sort of sprawl over, don't they?
They sprawl over, and they've beautiful different shape foliage on them. So, and that's what they're grown for, their colour and the shape of their foliage.
And if they're looking for something that's going to kind of, you know, bloom and bring a bit of a flower.
Orchids, of course.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah, your orchids are ideal for that.
Listeners thinking about a plan for their spare room. Is there anything suitable for people who have hay fever? My sister stays quite a bit. Don't want her allergies to go any worse.
Sure. So you don't want anything flowering.
Right.
So anything with a pollen in it. So your we used to call it the snake plant, the Sansevieria, or the mother-in-law's tongue, it used to be called. So it's kind of an African grass plant, and it's tall, long spines on it, and it's quite architectural looking, and perfect for a bedroom. And we spoke about it before. It gives off its oxygen at night time, so it opens its stoma at night, and it lets out its oxygen. So it's ideal for a spare bedroom.
This texter has a 2-year-old olive tree in a pot. It's suddenly starting to die. Can it be saved?
Right. Olives are kind of tricky. So you have indoor plants and outdoor plants, and olives are on that border.
Right.
So they're Mediterranean, and they don't like the summer. They don't like to stay indoors all year round, Andrea. So, and because the air is too hot. So the best thing to do is to move it out in the summertime of the year. Let it take in all this beautiful humidity and light. And then if you want, bring it in the winter. Mm. Now, it'll do happily outdoors anyway in the winter. But the main thing about that olive is that its air is too dry, and it loses, it just drops its leaves.
Just on that, people looking for plants to purify your home air, are snake plants good for that, or what do you suggest?
That's exactly, just as we spoke about.
That's the same thing. Plant, yeah. Okay.
And
that is good for that.
For a bedroom, because it opens its stoma at night time.
This texter has a Swiss cheese plant in their living room. It's gone very limp. I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong.
Right, and it could be. Swiss cheese plants are tropical climate plants.
So they have the big leaf, haven't they? And it cuts into it or something. Kind
exactly.
Of. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it looks like a Swiss cheese with those little holes in it. Now, the younger foliage doesn't have it. It's only when it gets bigger. The leaves get like the size of 3 or 4 hands together, and you get those cuts in it. But it doesn't like a lot of moisture at its root, and it'll have a root rot. So if there's too much water in it, and it'll transfer up onto the leaves, and you get brown patches in the leaves, and they'll drop. Now, the other side of that is it's looking for a bit of light, possibly, as well.
Okay.
Plants get leggy. They're looking over towards the window where the light is. So it could be one of either of those two options. But it's easy to find out. So you check the compost. If there's too much water on it, if it's wet, that you don't have to water it. And then if it's in a dark corner and it's kind of growing towards the window, you'll know that that's the reason why.
That's why. Pat Kevill, plantstore.ie. Pat, thanks a million for popping into us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.